a lot of talk about Philadelphia and their explosive offense. In your time in the National Football League, have you seen one that seems to move that fast?
No, I think they're really right now setting the precedent for that. And so far, it's been going well for them. And they did a great job last year, and a lot of teams had to adjust. So I think this offseason, a lot more teams had more time to adjust and get accommodated with it. But, you know, for the most part, man, that is really kind of tough to get ready for, because you can practice all you want, but when you get in the game, and that tempo will sometimes tire you out a lot faster than you think it will.
How about the mental side of it, being able to get your reads and adjust to what you've seen on tape and do that part of it? I mean, it's not just physical, is it?
Oh, it's tough, you know, because once you go out there on the field and you start running around fast and the tempo starts to get quicker and quicker, you have to step into another zone in your mind, because your body starts getting tired and you really start to lose the details of your assignments, and sometimes that's kind of tough, but when you have a strong mind, I think it'll help you out.
There are a lot of great backs in the NFL. This guy, LeSean McCoy, is right at the very top of that list. From what you can tell, what makes him special?
His quickness. It's one-step burst, man. I mean, he can step in one cut and be going to next, you know. So it's tough to get ready for a guy like that, because you never know what to expect out of him other than he's going to make some big plays, and that's something he's always been doing since he's been in the league. But, you know, I think for the most part, it's his speed and his explosiveness, man.
From your spot at linebacker, they play two tight ends a lot, and they got two really good ones. You got to be able to figure out which one of those guys is what and who's doing what. They have so many weapons, don't they?
They do have a lot of weapons, and I think, you know, for the most part, our coaching staff was going to have us prepared for that and ready for it. And they do have a lot of talent on the other side, and both those tight ends can be a threat at any time, any part of the game. So I think we'll be ready for them.
As a veteran guy, does opening day still hold a special place in your heart?
Oh, always. You know, you always have those bugs, those jitty bugs, you know, butterflies getting ready for the game, because you never know how it's going to go the first time around. You know, most of the time it's a lot of missed tackles and, you know, missed details, stuff like that. But, you know, once you get that out of the way, I think after the first quarter, it's all good to go after that. But
we've seen this defense gel through the course of the preseason. Are you guys ready?
I think we are. We still always have room to get better. And right now, that's all we focus on, getting better every day.